This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Former Bethel Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael is scheduled to be sentenced by a federal judge on June 1st. In November, Carmichael filed court documents pleading guilty to a federal charge of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor. Last week, he appeared by video to officially plead guilty in front of a federal judge. The former principal faces a minimum of 10 years and up to life in prison. In June of 2019, Bethel police received information that a 14-year-old girl claimed that Carmichael had sexually molested her. Police investigated by posing as that girl's 13-year-old cousin and messaging Carmichael online. According to a police affidavit, the former principal sent sexually explicit messages to and asked to meet up with someone he believed was a 13-year-old girl, but was actually a police investigator. The state has separately charged Carmichael for 2 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Carmichael is scheduled to change his plea to the state on March 18th. Attorneys for 4 girls have also filed lawsuits against a Lower Kuskokwim school district, claiming that LKSD failed to protect them from sexual abuse at Carmichael's hands. Jury trials for those lawsuits are scheduled to begin October 4th. Next, in travel. Raven, Alaska is returning to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, or at least to one community in the region. Beginning tomorrow, Raven will begin regular flights to Aniak from Anchorage. The airline shut down after declaring bankruptcy last summer and has entered new ownership. Aniak is the 13th community Raven has expanded to. Flights between Anchorage and Aniak will operate Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, leaving Anchorage in the morning and departing Aniak just before noon. Next, in COVID-19 news. The first case of a highly transmissible variant of the COVID-19 virus has been detected in Alaska. The P1 variant likely originated in Brazil, and Alaska is only the 5th state to have a confirmed case, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. State officials say the case was first discovered on Tuesday in a specimen collected from an Anchorage resident who developed COVID-19 symptoms earlier this month. The person had no travel history, suggesting that the case was a result of community spread. Alaska's chief epidemiologist, Dr. Joe McLaughlin, said in an email that the person reported eating a meal unmasked with another person 4 days before they reported symptoms. McLaughlin says that might be where the person was exposed. At least one close contact has also tested positive for COVID-19, but their sample hasn't yet been analyzed for the new variant. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's evidence that some of the mutations in the P1 variant might make it more transmissible. It might also be able to evade antibodies. McLaughlin says the news underscores the need to continue masking and distancing and getting vaccinated as soon as possible if eligible. Continuing in COVID-19 news, Alaska GOP Governor Mike Dunleavy tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday and is suffering from what his office is calling mild symptoms. On Saturday, Dunleavy was exposed to a person who later tested positive for the virus, his office says. He received a rapid test Sunday, which came back negative, and he's been quarantining at home since then. Dunleavy's office said he was feeling well until Tuesday night, then tested again Wednesday morning and was positive. The governor's office has not provided any details about Dunleavy's close contact who tested positive for the virus. Dunleavy is 59 years old. He's being monitored by his attending physician and chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, and his office said they will provide the public with updates as needed. And finally, the president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium has resigned, the organization said Tuesday. Andy Tuber had been ANTC's president since 2008. The consortium's board of directors called a special meeting on Tuesday afternoon to discuss who will replace Tuber, spokeswoman Shirley Young said in a statement. The statement did not say what prompted Tuber's resignation, and he didn't respond to a request for comment. Tuber sat on the University of Alaska Board of Regents as well. A university spokeswoman said he resigned that position on Tuesday, effective immediately. Tuber also serves as chief executive of Kodiak's tribal healthcare provider, the Kodiak Area Native Association. Officials there didn't immediately respond to questions about Tuber's status in that job. ANTHC is an umbrella group that coordinates healthcare for Alaska Native people and helps run the Anchorage Native Hospital. It's also one of the state's largest employers, with more than 3,000 workers. This is the second recent high-profile tribal health resignation. Catherine Gottlieb, the former chief executive of South Central Foundation, resigned in August. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdeon coming up.